Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMWX. Happy time change Monday to you. Anyone especially bothered by that?
Yep.
To get to you?
Yep. Like morally, ethically, or sleep?
Yeah, more sleep.
Okay.
But I'd love to hear the moral objections.
I find it offensive, and I'm tired. So, yes. It bothers
you
me.
You do things. I keep forgetting we have someone on the show that does things.
Yeah. I mean, it really, when you're waking up at 5, you feel that 4 a.m. alarm. Woof.
Eesh.
I didn't handle it well.
Mm. Well, you're here.
I know.
Handled it better than I would have.
I was tired. I was really tired all day.
Did it get in your head? Like when you went to bed, you're like, okay, hour early.
Yeah. Because you have to set your alarm and you just have anxiety.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't prepare for this. I didn't go to bed early enough.
Totally forgot about it until Saturday.
Mm. Right.
Didn't even think about it. And then I saw it somewhere and thought, oh gosh, yeah, okay. Well, my phone's automatically going to correct itself. So
this is why you don't make any plans for Sundays and you just sleep till you wake up.
Yeah. I knew it'd be simple for you.
I didn't mind at all.
No plans on Sunday? Whenever I wake up.
You could have an EMP attack. You'd be like, just go to where the power is. I don't know.
Get in your car. Wait, it doesn't work.
Andrew, how did it treat you?
It was fine. It doesn't really bother me too much. Like, I kind of forgot about it entirely.
Yeah.
Until, like, halfway through yesterday, my wife said something like, hey, I guess we lost an hour. I'm like, oh, that explains why I'm a little... explains why I'm a little sleepy.
Well, you had a very active weekend.
I sure did. Well, I had a very non-active weekend and then a very active last night.
Yeah. Mouse update.
Yeah, yes. big old mouse update. And that is that I found the stupid thing.
So it was real this entire time.
There was actually a mouse.
You found the dingus.
I found the dingus. I don't really have I didn't think... It's you know, you talk about it on the radio, right? And you goof about it, and you laugh about it, and you go looking for it.
It's all fun and games till you find one.
It's all fun and games, and then when you actually see it, I mean, this thing was like 6 inches long. When you actually see the thing.
Now, that's a rat, if it's that.
And it was tough.
I've seen the video.
Yeah.
He was on the longest side.
Yeah, he's got a long tail, too, but, like, you know.
There was a lot of screaming. There was a lot of yelling. There was a lot of...
What did the mouse yell?
And I said, leave me alone, dingus.
And I said,
get
mouse.
Out of my car.
And I said, mouse, please, I'm trying to talk to my wife.
The mouse is like, do you have a warrant?
Wait, how did you...
It's my house.
Did you beat it with your shoe?
I found it because it was up in... It was up in the... what do they call that area behind the
visor.
Seat?
Oh.
No, not the visor.
It was up behind where the headrests are?
Yeah, whatever they call that little back area.
What if you had somebody...
That's... Well, so that's a... What if they? What if you?
There's
what?
No room to sit
somebody
back there.
That's true. Okay.
That area is clear, right?
No, okay. Because there were some like, I don't want to say used traps, but the traps that we set off.
Yeah.
I had just tossed those up there, so there was stuff on them.
Oh.
So he was up there munching on the old cheese. Which, you know, who among us?
Risk free.
Your car this whole time?
It's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
He was aging it. Rich.
Yeah, it's just aged, right? It's just aged.
It's been like 3 weeks since you put that cheese in there?
Well, here was the other problem. So I told you guys I set that big peanut butter trap, right? With the big bucket
the bucket of peanut butter.
The big bucket of Comet that that was cleared out and filled with peanut butter.
Yeah.
And, well, that had ended up on its side, I guess. And I kind of had forgotten about it. So I think he's been in there eating the peanut
Comet
butter,
peanut
and that's
butter.
How yeah, and that's how he's been surviving, and that's probably why he grew to such
enormous size.
This mouse, by the way, has to be a total badass.
Yeah.
Because if he's been living out there, we've had freezing temperatures, and he's been in there, a month?
Well, his best friend is the Ned Stark action character.
This guy's freaking Rambo over here.
If you think about, I was thinking about that, and if you think about how most of the stuff, I mean, you saw Kevin, most of the stuff in my car is like clothes, blankets, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It wouldn't be that hard for him to get in there and...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Generate
take
a little
on
body
another
heat.
Identity.
Yeah.
He's living
a
life.
Sure, he's like a whole new... Now he's the Lord of Winterfell.
So you caught him in a McDonald's bag? That's ironic.
It was a grocery bag. I caught him in a grocery bag. McDonald's bag, he would have been too smart. He would have known the game was up.
Sure.
But I put the bag there, and then while he was eating, and he was kind of looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I know.
What was he eating? The cheese?
Yeah, the cheese.
Okay.
And I was like, I know you know.
Was he like, oh, God, how long has this been here?
He was loving it, but he was looking at me, and like, there was just kind of like, he knows He knows who I am.
Yes.
And he knows I know who he is. And
he knows everything about you.
You know, yeah, we are, there's a familiarity there between me and this mouse. And then he tried to take a run for it, and I went, "Ugh!" like that with the bag, and somehow, miraculously, he fell in it.
Then what?
Then I took him.
Did you let him go inside the gated community?
I
tossed him right over that gate.
I basically took
you beat the bag with your shoe.
I basically took a run in the leftward direction, and then just like once I stopped panicking, because I was like having a panic attack, I was freaking out.
You Why? It's a mouse in a bag.
The wall as hard as you could.
And I took the bag and I kind of like with the bag.
These noises
what
you're making.
What is the whoop?
Well, you can't. It's a visual thing.
So you tossed him.
Yeah, I'm tossing him. Yeah. Okay. I tossed him and he went woo through the air and landed on the grass and took off.
This guy just kidnapped me.
Yeah.
He was like, thank God I'm in a wooded area.
Yeah. You threw him out of that bag far enough away from your car that he's not going to
Do you think
he
found his
again?
Way back to your car?
he's going to be back in there tomorrow. Like, yeah.
That's what my wife said.
He picked his teeth a little. go inside.
Because before I got rid of it, I was like, wait. We have to take a video. So we took a quick video where you can hear me like panting and freaking out.
Can we post this video?
Yes, we can. We absolutely can. Although, language warning, I do call him a stupid A mouse because I wasn't thinking that we would be posting it. And I was I was having a panic attack.
You were
emotional.
Freaking out.
I was emotional.
Yeah. Wait. So did you run away from the car very far? Because I'm telling you, if the car was in sight, he's coming back. He could see the car as he's flying through the air.
Let me ask you something. How far do you think he ran?
Yeah, I mean,
keep in mind, too, that like 1 yard is like, for a mouse, is like 6 miles for a human. It's a long walk.
Exactly.
It's a long walk.
I can't wait till you get into that car one day.
No, like a yard, like not a yard measurement, like an actual yard.
It's going to be sitting on the dash. And it'll see you get in and go, what the hell was that about?
I thought we were friends.
It's going to be honking the horn.
Yeah, like, what was that all about?
Get out of here.
Enormous brown bags over your head.
He's like, listen, we need some more leftovers.
So how far away did you run?
Not very far. maybe like a block. It was
a block.
When you say a block.
Wait a minute.
He's talking cheese. A block of cheese.
It means a neighborhood block. It means not like a city block.
You ran that far to get him? He's gone then, man. Yeah. He's not coming back.
I don't think he ran that far.
Yeah, I was going to say, that feels like a lot.
It was half a block.
When he said he ran a block, I thought, you know how sidewalks are separated into blocks? Like 3 feet?
Yeah,
I thought that's what you meant.
Okay,
yeah.
it was about half a block. It was a few houses down.
Who did you screw over? Like, whose
Nobody.
House did...
I threw it in the intersection.
In the street?
It's Destiny's problem.
Well, no, he said it landed. You just said it landed on the grass. So what is it?
Kevin, I whipped it out of the concrete, okay? I didn't kill it, but I chucked it, and it landed in the concrete, and I didn't want to say that because I didn't want people to get mad at me.
In an intersection.
But then, as you guys correctly pointed out, that if I threw it in someone's yard, I ruined their whole day. So, no, I threw it and it hit the intersection.
Oh, my God.
Right now,
I don't want my neighbors.
He's with his little clan, and they're like, "Tell it again, tell it again." And he's like, "Then that son of a bitch came right in the middle of an intersection."
I went up to the stop sign and I whipped it kind of diagonal ways. And so, if any of my neighbors are listening, I didn't throw it in your yard.
So you saw him fly.
Yeah.
Andrew's like Colonel Jessup over here.
He was like,
"You need me throwing that mouse."
He did kind of like a wobble thing.
You're damn right, I did.
Did you see him land? Did he scurry away when he landed?
He did scurry. That's why I'm saying I know he's alive.
Which direction did he scurry?
I don't know. I didn't. It was like 10:30 at night, and I was in a panic attack because I found a freaking mouse.
He's usually pretending to be drunk at a Casey's at that time of night.
Casey driver goes by, man, that guy really is drunk. He's got a problem.
He's like panicked. Could you imagine? He's like holding a McDonald's bag, like
Well, I didn't believe he was in there.
There's someone right now going, I swear to God, the guy who lives in the wooded area.
That heavily forested house.
He was like freaking out.
Came running down the block, and I think he threw a mouse at me.
I saw that guy. He was drunk at Casey's one time.
Was the guy who was out screaming in the...
He's like waving a McDonald's grocery bag.
Well, he's already shown us the noises he made. That's enough to scare neighbors.
Somebody in your neighborhood has to have a Ring with night vision.
A Ring camera. Yeah.
I gotta see this.
That would be fantastic.
If you live in Andrew's neighborhood and you caught him on your Ring cam,
we have to see
at
the video.
10:30 at night.
We should have filmed the whole thing, but there was a lot of panic going on.
Oh my God!
Who was like most panicked?
Oh God!
Between the three of you,
the mouse was the calm one.
Was the calmest.
He's like, all right, guys, just
take
let me go.
It easy, man.
Yeah.
Sit me down.
I don't know.
We're okay. We're
nobody
cool.
has yeah. to get hurt.
Probably tie between me and my wife because she's the one who actually caught the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you doing when she was catching the mouse?
I was going, kind of like intimating that I would.
I thought you said incredibly, somehow I caught the thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was part
your
of the story.
Your story's changing a lot.
Yeah, I was lying because I didn't want you guys to know that I made my wife do it. So anyway.
So just
peeling back the layers of the onion.
So just so we're clear.
I didn't think I'd be under this much scrutiny about who did and didn't catch the mouse. Yeah.
So you didn't catch him heroically and then release him on the grass.
Yeah.
Your wife caught him and you threw him into an intersection.
And I yeeted him onto the concrete. That is correct, Dave. That is precisely what happened. I didn't think I'd be able to.
This is why I said, never commit a crime with him. This took 6 minutes.
I didn't think I'd be under this much scrutiny about the story.
How long was it in there?
Oh, God. Yeah,
it was a month ago when we were looking in there, right?
Close to a month, 3 weeks.
He didn't get that big on cheese.
There's got to be a great deal.
He was probably that big before he got in there, right?
There's a lot of rat poop in your car. You know that, right?
There has to be.
This is a really good reason to clean it.
Yeah, I mean, my hand is forced now that I actually found a freaking mouse in there.
And pee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Chris.
All of it.
Thanks, Chris.
That's what they do.
I appreciate you.
You have to get that rug doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero res.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All of his tiny mail still in there.
Got to find his new forwarding address.
I hope his family's not still in there.
Aw.
I guess we'll find out. What do you mean, aw? He was in my car.
You know, baby mice are scary because they don't have any fur, little pink bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be some dead pink bodies when you...
You're going to find a skeleton.
When you, yeah, clean out
there
that
there could
car.
Be some baby mice,
or
too.
This guy was just a lone wolf, like, you know.
Yeah. That's how I... That's how I'm
bachelor?
Seeing it.
Living off the grid,
oh, my gosh,
you know?
What if it's the mouse version of Ranji? Just a guy.
He has the little hat and glasses.
Because if it was, he'd have found him dead in that car. Like just, where's Ranji been? It's been 2 weeks.
When you were running with him, did you hear him go, oh boy.
Put me down, dang it.
Is this going to
be real bad?
Is this going to be a whole thing?
Did he start talking like Jim Go? I was like, oh no.
Oh no. Where are you taking me?
You know, that's an intersection.
Oh, man.
Right on the cement.
Was it a busy intersection?
No, it was like...
neighborhood?
Because it was like 10:30 at night.
Okay.
So it was just like half a block up my neighborhood.
The time has remained consistent, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We believe you on that.
When it happened.
Yeah.
It's literally the only element that didn't change.
It's about all we know.
Wait until you guys see the video and it's bright daylight.
Right.
High noon.
So we'll post it, right?
Yeah, we'll put. I got it's. Oh. My wife took it with her phone, so I got to figure out how to get it to. I'll figure it out.
22 DGS. So Rach and Wheeler are on opposite sides of the Oscars.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing last night, and I thought it was a fun show. But I know Wheels.
I just didn't watch.
Oh,
like hard pass. Like I don't know. None of it. Are they giving out the award now for like the weirdest movies? Like, be weird and you're going to win Oscars. Because I just looked at the whole
Oppenheimer.
That was so get off my lawn.
No, it was weird. Like, because everybody tells me I didn't see.
Are they giving out freak awards now?
I don't know. I never care about award shows like ever. Like I've never cared about them. I don't care about the ESPYs. I don't care about any of them. And because they usually don't pick stuff I like.
But to Ranj's point.
Occasionally you get a Lord of the Rings and you're awesome. And...
To Ranj's point. Oppenheimer?
No, that was not weird. I mean, like, what was the Poor Things? Everybody's like, oh, great. Yeah. And all I hear from everybody is like, yeah, it's just super weird.
Yeah.
I heard somebody joke. It was like if you let a psychopath remake Frankenstein.
Rach, you watched it.
I watched it right after, because the Oscars ended so early last night. I'm like, ooh, I have time to watch Poor Things on Hulu. Yeah, super weird movie. Super strange. Yeah. I'm still digesting it, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I thought it was a fun show. I enjoyed it. I mean, I loved whenever the lady from the Holdovers won and Paul Giamatti like walked her up onto the stage. That was sweet. And then like Ryan Gosling did I'm Just Ken and it was cute. And I don't know. I have a whole list of things.
I was in and out. But what I saw was better than it has been.
I mean, my wife watches the whole thing, so I'm not casting shade. I just hate award shows. I always have.
What did you do? Were you downstairs with the dogs?
Dead Space. I was playing Dead Space. I was killing, like, mutants in space.
Mm.
It was awesome.
If you gave me the ability to replay a moment 1,000 times over and over again, I bet I would have guessed 1,000 times in a row that you hate the Oscars. That would have not been an upset.
Right, I mean, but I hate them all, too, though. Like, I hate the award shows for me. And they never have. I mean, I'm talking about the last time I cared was probably high school-ish, college-ish for the MTV Awards because they were all the cool bands and acts and everything.
Yeah. Dude.
like Rachel, Oscars, sweet and cute. Kevin, I hated it.
No, I didn't say I hated it. I said hard pass.
Hard pass.
The Pacino thing was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Great. So great.
So good. And, okay, here's the thing. I'm almost glad that he skipped saying all of the movies because he walked up on stage and you're like, what's going on?
He didn't list the movies?
No. He didn't give the nominees.
I wish we had, man, I should have grabbed the sound from it because it was so good. Do you guys have it?
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, Kevin, I'll pull up the audio list. He walked up on stage, and he did not say the nominees, but he looked like he was kind of confused with the envelope, and it was very, very anticlimactic.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't like he forgot the nominees because he was so excited to say Oppenheimer.
He just walks up there and goes, Oppenheimer.
It seemed like he was doing a Pacino impression.
It did. And I said, give the guy a break. He's a new dad.
Give me one second.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and De Niro.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
We're trying to make something work that I don't. I just.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm sweating over here.
My hand's on the button.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And
what?
I will. Here it comes. And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes.
So anticlimactic.
Like, wait,
people were confused.
So there are
like,
10 movies nominated. None of them get mentioned except for
that's correct.
And it was so.
Come on, man.
It sounded like when a historic figure dies and his famous last words is like, what were the last words of Al Pacino? Mine eyes seen Oppenheimer.
I mean, I'm actually glad he didn't list off those 10 names because that was a brutal 15 seconds leading up to, like, he's just like, I'm here.
I'd want the audio to be in all of them, though.
I'm supposed to do this. It's like, oh, boy, now we have to listen to 10 movies.
He didn't look at the prompter once, did he?
What's he doing?
I don't think so.
Can he not, maybe can't
what
see
if
it?
What if every word was on the prompter and he read it off?
That's how they wrote it.
With a bunch of ellipsis points.
Gotta go up here.
Oppenheimer.
I was happy for Robert Downey Jr. winning his first Oscar. That was cool. Love him.
Oh, for Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Cool. Good for him.
And then Godzilla plus one won, like, for, like, special effects or something, and everybody who got up to get the award was holding a Godzilla figurine. I thought that was cute.
All right.
So we also had the John Cena thing.
Yeah.
And did
that
you
was
see
on the
how
twist to work
it
out.
Was supposed to be a, I'll get this wrong, a shame ritual that he had to go through because of, like, the Bilderbergs and the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Did you see that, too?
That's the conspiracy?
Actually. Yeah. Look a little far into this one.
Oh, my God.
He also didn't look terribly ashamed.
Why would you if you're built like that?
Why
like,
would
whatever.
You be humiliated?
You'd be like, take a look.
Dude.
Man's in good shape.
He's not eating anything but chicken and broccoli.
He eats chicken and broccoli and lifts weights. That's basically
That's it.
Yep.
And he was wearing Birkenstocks.
Oh, was he?
I missed that part.
Ron's just like, I'm not looking at his feet. Yeah.
Do you think every man hated him?
I don't know.
I think. No, dude,
I laughed when I saw
it. John Cena.
Yeah, he's a pretty funny guy.
And, you know, I mean, You don't look like that, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I think as a guy, you got to look at yourself and go.
Did I just walk into that?
Yeah. No. You got to look
Andrew's
at yourself and go, like, look. You
look.
You're not going to look like John Cena.
You look at him and you go, what are you going to do?
Have a good time with it.
What are you going
to do? 134-DGS. Rach and Wheels, both of you had this on your sheet. Tell me about the Hazelwood East fight. I've not seen it, or I know nothing about it.
All right. Yeah, you guys talked about it earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a fight between some teenagers, two teenage girls near Hazelwood East. It wasn't on the campus, but in the vicinity of the high school. And one of the girls severely beat the other. I'm like, she is. What is she still?
Still in critical condition.
In critical condition.
Initially reported dead, and just heads up, this is violent.
Dave, if you
took her head.
You saw the videos.
Yes.
You guys watched it.
It's slammed it against the pavement
at least three or four times, hard. And there is a huge size difference between the two girls.
Yeah,
like one girl's a lot bigger than the other, and.
People were standing around, though, and filming as she just
and
doesn't.
And I mean, what? At least 10 or 12 people, and a lot of them high school boys.
And they all started fighting with each other.
Yeah.
There were like three or different groups of fights that were going on.
So there's clearly someone shooting the video. We don't know. I don't know if that was maybe determined. Is that a guy or is that a girl? But either way, it's a brutal video. Brutal.
I wish I hadn't seen it.
Yeah,
it's awful.
It's worse than the car accident on Olive. It's worse than that because you're seeing it right in front of you. And I'm not fully clear, although I saw some of the statements, like we saw Wesley Bell's statement, which is essentially we have no jurisdiction over this until it's through juvenile, procedure. So, I can't do anything about it now.
Arrested.
She's arrested. Yes. And
15 years old.
On the, I forget what the exact charge was, but assault or something along those lines.
It said felony assault.
Yeah, felony assault. Yeah. And, but it's a juvenile case. So that juvenile part has to be taken care of before the district attorney and anything would be in there. And that's how Brad explained it? Like, essentially
has
to go through the process first. It's not something that will just jump right to, say, Wesley Bell's desk or whatever. So it
makes me sick, and I didn't even see it.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. I mean, I've seen a lot of fight videos. Mm-hmm. Have you watched any of those? I mean, you see those online all the time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
They're usually much more tame than this. I mean, it's bad.
And Amy brought up a thing that I didn't even think of, because one of my main objections, which I think a lot of people objected to, is the fact that people are standing and filming it instead of helping out.
Instead of jumping
in and saying, hey, get off her, right? She's down. She's already in pain. Get off. But Amy brought this up, that maybe the existence of the video will end up being the reason the girl's going to get charged.
And convicted, because
Brad, in defense of the video. I was just saying the fact that it's out there. Yeah.
But Brad made the point that all the people who were there, if it weren't on video, because they're all juveniles, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
They could just say, oh, well, she fell and hit her head.
Right.
In the middle of the fight. Instead of her head being slammed against the ground.
Because it was over once. I mean, within the first half second.
Yeah.
It was an assault.
They both started throwing punches, but the one girl gets the upper hand very quickly.
Yeah, it turned fast.
I've been in a handful of fist fights when I was a kid, and I can't even conjure, other than being an adult and someone is trying to kill my child, outside of that, I can't imagine ever slamming someone's head against the concrete.
No. That there's some rage there. That's like the person, when she jumped on her, she was down. She did not have to jump on her at that point.
Do we know how old the victim was?
They're about the same age, if I understood it correctly.
But one's bigger than the other.
One was, I think pretty clearly bigger. Now, I didn't see, and I don't think I've heard reported how it started, what started it, who threw the first punch, none of that, because that's going to come into what the defense is. If the defense is, and again, I don't know the law of it. That's partly why I wanted to bring it up with you, Dave, is, if someone throws the first punch and hits you and
you see the beginning of the fight, though.
I don't know what preceded that, though. I don't know what led to it.
What argument happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Or who said what, or if someone did anything before the video started. I have no idea. That's what the police are going to obviously sort out. But there's obviously a question at some level is, when you are a hit, if you can establish that the girl that got hurt, if you were to establish that she threw the first punch, connected whatever, what level of response is now okay from a legal standpoint.
We talked to Brad Young about that.
I asked that question. I said, okay, does it matter that it started as a fight between two people
and
it
wasn't that chose to fight? Yeah.
It wasn't a sucker punch or, you know. And he said that, and I'm paraphrasing,
stand your ground
law in Missouri complicates it a little bit because there's a point where you don't have to back down, but at some point you've got the upper hand.
Yeah.
And you don't need to keep hitting anymore.
And that's where the video comes into play, because let's say the rest of the kids got nervous and didn't want to say, like, what happened?
Right.
Like, well, they were fighting and she hit her head, and then that's the end of it. When you see the severity, how within a half a second the fight goes south, it's an assault. I said this, not everyone agrees, but I mean, it looks like she was trying to murder her. And if she wasn't trying to murder her, she has to be the dumbest human on the planet to think that picking someone up and slamming their head against the pavement over and over again would not kill you.
It's crazy. And then that's partly why when I put it on the sheet, I'm like, so what should our responsibility as human beings be? I mean, there are people shooting the video, which in this case might end up being what forces consequences, because like if we don't have it on video, that person may get away with it because you might not have anybody tell the tale.
Forget about...
But should we have any responsibility to try to step in?
Forget about Brad and me and Chet and the law. Just caveman gut stuff. What should happen to this 15-year-old who did it?
I mean...
Can you try a 15-year-old as an adult?
Yes, you can.
You can. Yeah, you can. Barring something really, really over the top before that video started, right? Barring that, there's got to be time. You have to go to jail for a long time. I mean, because
my guess is she will.
Even if your argument was that it was rage, right? Heat of the moment. If you have that kind of rage, that's a problem. If you don't have any control over yourself in that moment, that's a problem.
Well, we were talking about like the utter disregard for human life. Let's say you are enraged or you are in a fight or things get out of control. Like you said, it's a problem where that stopper, that self-governing system doesn't like snap when all of a sudden you realize, I think I killed her. Like that, and then she went on to another person. Like she gets up and this person, to be clear, is in critical condition, has brain trauma. But I mean, for all you know, for all that girl knew, she was dead in that moment and was like going up to go again.
Man, that's disturbing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's smartest to wait until the police investigation is over so we know all of the story that we can know before you make a determination. But based only on what we know, that's a real problem when you lose it like that and you have no ability to stop yourself. I mean, it's at some point, you know, you've won. I mean, I've not been in a lot of fights, and all of them were yet when I was younger. But you can see that most people know when it's over. Most of them you see, most of them you... I've never seen one where somebody did that.
And that's the thing, though. Usually,
I've never been in part of one, I should say, that somebody did that.
I've seen a lot. I mean, a lot in college, saw a lot in high school, too. And usually what happened at that time, because people didn't have cell phones with cameras...
Yeah.
Is that somebody, instead of watching through this screen, would go, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
And then they would step in and separate
people. Every single time.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's the thing.
But now you're just watching through this almost like it's not even real.
Well, but not everybody there was doing that. There were some people just watching and cheering on the fight.
Each other. Yeah.
And everything else is going on. So, but I think an interesting side question, because we could all end up in that situation where we're seeing something like that. What's our responsibility? Is it our responsibility when you see two people fighting? Because again, every fight's different. It might be 2 6-foot-5, 250-pound dudes. It might be two teenage girls. What is our responsibility, or do we just not have any? Because you're putting yourself at risk
legally,
if you get in there.
Legally, you have no responsibility.
Well, I don't mean legally. I'm just talking about big picture.
Morally.
Because I think it's got to be situation by situation. Because you might feel like, okay, two or three of us could break up two teenage girls fighting. But what if it's more than that? What if people around you get involved? Now you're in the middle of it, and... Because I always want somebody to step in when I see those. I'm like, somebody get between them. Somebody, you know, bigger get in the way.
If it depends on the situation. If I were downtown St. Louis and two grown men were fighting, I'm not stepping
in
there. I can't do that.
No, you shouldn't.
But as you mentioned, there were teenage boys watching two teenage girls fight. The boys are big enough, if they needed to help pull people apart.
Yeah.
If
but are
peers,
they worried that something, now they're going to be in the middle of it and somebody's going to come after them? I mean, because if you've ever seen it, and I've been much more the try to fight breaker upper than being in the middle of it, like keeping friends out of trouble and things.
So
if you put their hand on the wrong person first, people might think you're helping someone come at you.
It ended when she bashed her head against.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the end of that particular conflict between those two. The girl that gets hurt is still lying on the ground and obviously in a bad situation. And the other girl gets up and is going somewhere.
There
are
a lot of other people fighting.
Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff going on.
Then does she take off?
I don't know that we saw that.
I don't know either.
I didn't see that.
From what I saw, it ended by that.
In the video, like three or four different other groups fighting in different. If you look at it, you'll see
it. All you can hope, it's sort of like the Ray Rice video. All you can hope is that people seeing it, although I don't want to watch it,
but
people seeing it. That, like you said, Wheels, unless there's just something we don't know, which
and it
I'm
would
not
have
sure
to be,
what else there could be.
Well, it would have to be outrageous, too, right? I mean, to justify that, it would have to be so over the
top. Then you hope that they throw the book at her, and that maybe people will think twice about it. But
I think mostly I hope, too, that we get to the point where we're not. I mean, think about all the. And now that's not downtown, so that's not the same issues that we've been dealing with down here with. You know, the traffic accidents and the shooting down the road, whatever. It's not the same place, but in general, it's not just our region either.
So was this during the day, at night,
yeah, it was
after
day,
a party?
Yeah. It looked like it was
daytime. Right after school, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the afternoon.
Because it's around the corner from the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's one of those deals where it's not, this stuff is happening everywhere. It's not happening just in St. Louis. That's not a St. Louis thing.
Yeah.
But at some point, how do you take steps to do more to try to curb those things?
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's a great answer, but it seems like we're not taking steps that need to be taken in a lot of different ways.
DG, Asun, KMOX, gorgeous day out there. Wheels, what were you telling Ranji about?
Yeah, so, you know, the thing, we talk a lot about different things that take off on TikTok or Twitter, right? Subjects that people go crazy on, whether it's conspiracies or, you know, Kate Middleton or whatever. There's one in sports. That is a bunch of young basketball fans. So by young, I would say 20s, people in their 20s, trashing the 90s. And the trend is we done with the 90s. And they're going through all the videos of basketball players in the 90s. And what they end up doing is they end up picking out all the bad plays they could find to make it look like basketball. The NBA was trash in the 90s. And Michael Jordan couldn't hang with guys today. Guys today would go back and play in that time and just eat. And it makes me sad. It's sad. It's frustrating that nobody understands context when you're talking about sports, right? Like, put Steph Curry and any of these guys now in that NBA under those rules where they were allowed to be pushed and shoved and held and hand-checked all the time, and they wouldn't do anything that they do now either. Part of why the game has evolved is because the NBA started calling fouls. They started policing
you know
the game.
Weird? Had we said this stuff in the 90s, we would have been talking about the 50s.
Yeah, yeah. And we did do that, by the way. Mm-hmm. There were plenty of people.
I know.
There were plenty of people my age that were like, those trash guys in the 50s with their bounce passes.
In fairness, those guys in the 50s sucked. Go back and watch them dribble.
And look, there are definitely... Like the game, sports evolve, right? I mean, the guys today are bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, 7-footers shoot 3-pointers now. They didn't leave the paint.
That's right.
In the 90s. It's a different style.
Yeah.
But if the players today came up back then, they would have played like those guys back then.
Sure.
If the players then came up now, they would play like the guys now. And I don't understand why people, I guess it's because these people that are posting this are young and stupid and they don't have any context to put it into.
Do you think like an average player like Danny Ainge from the Celtics, could you say that about him, that he would be nothing today?
Well, no, he'd be something today because he could shoot. Like, shooting is a premium, and he would have more room to shoot now than he did then. Back, see what people, and you saw this, I mean, what did people do to defend Michael Jordan? They beat the crap out of him. They just hit him all the time. He'd go into the lane, they'd knock him down. And
he also got the benefit of a lot of calls too.
He did, but I mean, like, when you look at the way the rules were, you were allowed to be out there as a defender and
what
put your hand on the guy.
What has changed the most? What
since,
sport is it the most true about?
Since when?
The 90s. We'll go with what they're saying.
which sport has had the most change in terms of, like,
as far as, like, to what degree would that be the most true? Baseball?
Wow, that's a good one.
Basketball, football?
I mean, I will say, rules-wise, I mean, hockey's a big one because they're bigger and faster. And
hockey and basketball have the same path to me.
The two-line pass and the neutral zone trap.
But every single one of those sports has catered to offense.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In They've the last opened the 30 games years.
Up. Yeah.
All of them.
Torrey Holt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said, yeah. Ron Jast, like, would you play today?
Oh, yeah, he said he would eat.
Yeah, he said I'd eat. Totally would.
Yeah,
he totally would.
To offense.
Yeah. That was me.